I know that you, from studying your interviews you gave and everything, that you don't like to be addressed as a female writer, but still I have a question concerning construction of femininity, because Hannah is a very untypical female drunk, because she behaves like a man. She's an ugly, shouting drunk.
Maybe.
So,
yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah, again, from her point of view, she isn't. But then she can't remember. It is fairly obvious that sometimes she is. The thing is, now in the last 5-6 years, five, 6 years ago, I was thinking about this book, because part of it comes from the research for what became Alles was du brauchst. Her style of drinking actually has become the style of drinking in the UK with women. You know, when the city centre closes down and the shops are shut and there's nothing but clubs and bars, you just have people drinking. And it's kind of equal men and women, equal levels of abandonment. The men tend to show their bottoms to people. The women tend to show their breasts to people. There's lots of laughing and falling over and being arrested. So it's kind of her style. Actually, she kind of says disapproves of that style. She kind of tries to be more restrained than that. But I think the differential between, you know, women being ashamed and at home and in the house and disapproved of if they drink, and men being out, that since the 50s has been changing, really just because of marketing, because the people who sell alcohol, if they can sell it to women, then it's twice as much alcohol they sell. So they market particular drinks to people. You know, I don't object to being, you know, described as female myself, because I am. Just again, it becomes a bit of a marketing construction in the UK. You know, they have literature, which is written by men, and they have women's literature, which is different, which is kind of odd, I find. And women's literature is all to do with marketing, and it's like books for the ladies, which are always weird. And yet, factually, most of the books in Britain are actually bought by women. So obviously, women buy all kinds of books. But books for the ladies tend to be about chocolate, not having a boyfriend, and thinking you're fat. So somewhere somebody thinks we have a limited range of interests, which annoys me.
And you prove the contrary with bullfighting and...
Oh, well, you know.
Whatever. But you do like to write about male characters, about relationships between women... Maybe protagonists, women and men.
Well, that's generally the way majority of relationships go that way, conventionally speaking. Yeah, it's not easy to write about men, but I mean, if you're a heterosexual woman, I find you spend a huge amount of your time trying to work out how men work. So actually, you're doing enormous amounts of research. So, in reality, it doesn't help, but it does help the writing. Just thinking, why did he do that? What was he talking about? So it's sort of helpful for the fiction.
So writing about Hannah's relationship to her mother is much easier for you, because I think it's the first mother-daughter relationship in your work, isn't it?
It's hard. Well, again, it's more complicated than, I think, the father-daughter relationship, a little bit. I mean, that's still a complicated relationship, but I think mother-daughter is even more complicated. And I waited until possibly I would be able to do it. So it came later than the thing with fathers. And I got tired of writing about fathers. You couldn't write about fathers enough. And then that's more than enough. So then I did one about a mother. It just was appropriate for her that was the one that was most difficult, because she would, I think, because of the drinking and because of being disappointed, the thing that is most like you, which is your mother, who's a woman and who looks like you and who you could be like, if you feel inadequate, that becomes you know, this terrible thing, so you can't even be in the same room because it's just a huge announcement of her failure to live up to her mother. Which I think always is sort of there with mothers and daughters, because mothers know how to be womanly before you do. So there's always a little bit of that, but it's very extreme with Hannah. But complicated. So I just waited until there was a book where I could do it, and there was a book where I could, you know, I'd maybe have enough capacity to be able to describe a mother properly.
But she's the only woman she likes. There aren't many women in the book, but the other one, Gillian, is her brother's wife, and she really hates her. And I think it's the only character which you seem to hate too.
Yeah, I have no time for her at all. She's horrible. And she's so quick that you don't have to, you know, I don't have to make her likable or human or anything else. I just see it from Hannah's point of view, and Hannah thinks she's ridiculous. And she does irritate me a lot as well. Just one of these annoying people who pretend to be caring and aren't really. But from Hannah's point of view, if she can't drink it or have sex with it, she can't really see the point of it, which would wipe out every woman she meets, really, unless she happens to be holding a large bottle, in which case she takes a large bottle and leaves the woman behind. She's very single-minded, which in a way is admirable. Most people aren't. Obsession is a grand thing at a certain level because it makes you do things. In her case, they're terrible things. But at least you know where you are.